Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In a normal legislative session, the Capitol Rotunda is the place to be. Every day under the magnificent Capitol Dome are groups working hard to bring attention to their cause. It's a great place to flag down legislators for a quick chat, and some groups even lure legislators with the promise of a free lunch. It's true. At the Capitol, almost on a daily basis, there is such thing as a free lunch. That is, in a normal year. This session, with COVID hovering like a specter, everything has changed. Until just recently, gatherings were banned, and the normally loud and energetic rotunda fell silent. Luncheons were canceled, groups were not allowed to hold events, protest rallies were non-existent, and even the Native American drums, which normally shake the Capitol from end to end, made not a sound. It was as though the life had gone out of the Capitol itself. Normally crowded hallways were empty. Hearing rooms that normally held 30 seats for witnesses were limited to 5 or 6. Legislators attended the session by video conference, and the Democrats religiously wore masks. For the first 2/3 of the legislative session, it was a strange place to be, especially for those of us who have been around for 20 or 30 years. Now, thankfully, in the final days of the session, things are slowly returning to normal. The chambers are filling up as legislators return to the Capitol. The hallways are filling up, but that could be because the legislature is trying to figure out how to spend $3 billion in COVID money, and everyone has their hand out. Yesterday, in the Senate gallery, I noticed a large number of Democrat senators sitting side by side with their colleagues without wearing their masks. It's nice to see people's faces again. In some ways, it's as though we're emerging from a long, dark COVID winter, and best of all, the rotunda itself is coming back to life. The first large event of the session was a luncheon for legislators hosted by Elsie Arnson, the Superintendent of Public Instruction. That was followed by an evening dinner in honor of a foreign delegation. And just yesterday was a large luncheon again for legislators hosted by Troy Downing, the State Insurance Commissioner. These types of gatherings are important for a couple of reasons. First, it gives legislators a chance to connect. Members of the House and Senate rarely get the chance to sit and talk with each other, and these gatherings provide that opportunity. They also provide lobbyists like myself with a chance to find hard-to-reach legislators. Obviously, we have to be careful in our approach. This is, after all, someone else's event, but we can patiently wait in the wings and walk with legislators as they head back to their offices. And while all of this is important, it's not always about the legislators. God's Word says the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and we've just received word that a large prayer gathering hosted by Governor Gianforte will take place in the Capitol Rotunda at 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday, April 20th. We're hoping all of our listeners will plan to attend. In addition to the governor, Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris will also be in attendance, as well as legislators and elected officials from across the state. And unlike normal events at the Capitol, the goal is not to make speeches. The goal is to pray, to recognize God's sovereignty in our lives, to thank Him for the incredible blessings we enjoy, to look to Him for guidance and wisdom, and to ask for His hand beyond our state, its people, and its leaders. Once again, the Governor's Prayer Gathering will be Tuesday, April 20th at 7:30 a.m. in the Capitol Rotunda. We hope to see you there. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.